Hi, you guys. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast by Miss Brownstone, where we talk about everything from femininity, self-esteem, dating advice, and what else? Female hypergamy. So today's episode, we'll be talking about self-worth and what happens when you have standards. The things they don't tell you, should we say. So tonight's topic came about because, ladies, I think that it's fair to say that we know what we should settle for and what we shouldn't settle for. We know what we want in a man or woman. And sometimes I would say we cut ourselves short. So my question is, do you know your worth? Have you ever been put in a predicament where you have settled for less, way less than you deserve, and you stayed? I think sometimes we know our worth. Like, I have standards. Yes, I do. If you gotta come to me, baby, you gotta bring something to this table, except for a bib, a fork, and a spoon, all right? We all know that. But when it comes to lonely nights and being alone, not having no one to talk to, not having no friends. Sometimes you just want some male company or just, you know, want to cuddle. Sometimes we allow ourselves to be in situations with people that we know we ain't got no goddamn business being here. Like, let's just keep it a stack. I have been in a predicament before, a situationship, I might add, where I was entertaining this young man I had met at a club. So I'm going to tell you a little story before we get into everything. Entertaining this guy I had met at a club. And it's a club called Moby's down in Baltimore. And on Thursdays, it's getting free. That's where I fucked up at. So I'm in there with my homegirls and it's lit. Okay, honey, we taking shots. We shaking our ass. Just having fun without a care in the world. You know, now, let me give you some backstory before I go into the story. I just got out of a relationship with a guy that I was with for about, 2 years? At this point, you know that little phase after relationship where you know, you sad, you cry, you, what did I do wrong? I couldn't fix him, blah, 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 bullshit. And then you like, fuck that, I'm going out, you know? I'm still not happy, but I'm going out. Yeah, I'm lonely, but I'm going out. I'm a drink. I'm going to take some Hennessy shots so I have to think about this ain't good, no good, having, can't get right at nigga. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me if y'all don't like the N-word, but the N-word will be used on this show. So, yeah. So, I get out. I go out with my homegirls and her homegirls and some co-workers, and we drinking, okay? I mean, I'm drilling a hole in the damn ground with these hills. I'm just doing my Baltimore two-step. I'm dirty whining all over the place. I'm having a good old time. All right. The club is about to close. I see this guy. He walked past. He's dark skin. He was fine. I give him that. Okay. But trouble always look good, don't it? Anyways. So, I see the dude. And he walks out. He don't see nothing. He don't say nothing to me. We caught eye contact, of course. But he didn't speak. I'm waiting for my homegirl to bring the car around, so we all got into one van or whatever, but I didn't want to walk all the way down to the car, so I'm waiting for her to bring the car around, and I see little dark skin come out the club. Me, at this point in my time, I told you I am a little lonely, and I just got a relationship, so I do like a little entertainment from here and there. I shot my shot. I don't recommend you doing that, ladies, okay? I think a man should approach you, but that's a conversation for another topic, for another day. It's a topic for another day on a different episode, not this one. So I see him and I'm like, yo, like a straight nigga. And he comes over and, you know, I push up on him. I make it known I want him. We exchange numbers. All right. Now, once we exchange numbers, we ended up going, I wouldn't even say we went out. We didn't go out. He met me sometimes in the city and we chill, but that's about it. He told me we was going to go on a date. Our first actual date he always come meet me halfway. So I decided I was going to come to him. We can go out to eat somewhere near his house. Get to where he lives at. I'm thinking I'm going to park my car. We'll get in my car. We'll go. Negative. This man tell me his car is in the shop. Shorty, that's the number one lie right there. Your car in the shop? Homeboy, you ain't got no car. He would not be honest about that. And one of my standards is I believe a guy should have a vehicle if you're going to deal with me. Especially in Maryland. Like, this is not New York or New Jersey where you could catch a bus to where you need to go, a train, a subway, you know, light rail, whatever. It is not like that. Out here, Speedy, you got to be driving because the buses don't go everywhere, especially me. Where I'm at, a bus ain't coming this way. So that was my first turn off. I was not feeling that. Still gave the guy a time of day after he lied about that. Fast forward throughout the relationship, he has a crazy ex-girlfriend that does pop-ups, hides in garbage cans. You know, I wasn't feeling him too because he just financially, he wasn't there. He was behind on bills and all types of crazy stuff, about to get evicted. He couldn't keep a job to save his life. He was making way below me and I wasn't feeling it. I felt like I was, you know, giving more than I was receiving. And I just felt like I was doing too much and I was forcing something that wasn't going to work. You know, my biggest turnoff in a, you know, a guy, especially someone I'm dating, is ambition. That is something that he lacked. I was trying to make him somebody that he wasn't, and it took me some time to realize that. So, make long story short, I entertained this because I was lonely. I entertained this because I just want somebody to talk to. I entertain this because sometimes I want to cuddle. I entertain this because sometimes, you know, we need some planting in our life, if you know what I mean. That's why I entertained it. And me entertaining that was me entertaining something that was way beneath me. Now, I don't mean to belittle anybody, but I have standards. And he did not meet my standards at all, honey. At all. And I was just there. I was there because I was lonely. So these are the situations where you have to realize, you know, what's my worth? And how can I say this? Do I deserve a guy that's going to cheat on me? No. Do I deserve a guy that's going to abuse me? No. Not saying he was doing these things. I'm just breaking it down for you, different things. You don't. Do I deserve a guy that I have to pay for everything? Do I deserve a guy that I have to go above and beyond for him? And, you know, bend and break my back. And he wouldn't even bend down and tie his shoes. Do I deserve to be number two? No. No, honey, you don't. And when you come to the conclusion of that, and you say, okay, I'm not going to entertain anybody that's not on my level. Or you say, I'm going to be celibate. Yeah, I'm going to go out on dates, but, you know, I'm going to wait till God send me who I'm supposed to have. Because I'd rather be alone than to be giving away all this good loving to someone that don't deserve it. Or I'd rather be alone than be taken for granted. Or I'd rather be alone than to be chasing behind a no good guy. Or I'd rather be alone than be used. Because nowadays, they ain't looking for love, baby. They're looking for help. Okay? Shoot. So, when you come to that conclusion and you're ready to level up and you know you deserve more and now you got these high standards and you feeling yourself and you got your high heels on and you don't want a dusty coming your way, what they fail to tell you is that when you have standards, it's going to be some lonely nights. Boom. Now let's get into that. It's going to be some lonely nights. Let's think about it this way. This lady once said on YouTube, she said, can't think of her name. I think it said something with a Brie or something like that. If I think of her name, I will gladly put it in the description. And you guys can watch her YouTube channel because Shorty is dope. Right? I need a sip of water. But she said, there are two roller coasters. You know, they're two roller coasters. They're near each other. One is, let's say, roller coaster A is on one block and roller coaster B is down the street. They have the same, I wouldn't say the same exact rides, but they kind of do have the same exact rides, you know, the basic roller coaster rides, you know, and water rides. Now, roller coaster A, amusement park A, you know, you get good roller coasters, high in the air, the water rides are nice, you know, but the food is trash. The customer service there is horrible. They don't have no gift bags. They don't give out any discounts. It's just a horrible event to attend. You know, the security there is horrible. The staff is just rude and mean, and the food makes you want to throw up. You know, the alcoholic drinks, well, alcoholic beverages, it tastes like water. But this roller coaster ride, well, this amusement park, is free to get in. Oh, baby, is it free? You don't have to pay a lick to get in this one. You don't at all. And then you have the amusement park B. It is so nice. They have great customer service. The drinks are bomb, okay? They Long Island will knock you off your feet. And they don't sell, you know, bottom shelf alcohol. They sell all of the top shelf good alcohol that you don't get a headache. You know what I'm saying? They have drinks for no matter what the weather is, all right? I'm talking about hot alcoholic drinks and cold ones, too. They have all the beers, domestic and all. And their food, what? It make you want to slap your mama, okay? I mean, the menu is, like, endless. And anything you want, you can have there. You know, it's nice. It's really nice. And the customer service is amazing. And the staff is, they're having a time of their life. And they treat each other like their family. Make a long story short, this amusement park got it going on, okay? The rides are nice, all right? And the water park is nice. They even have a beach. They have water rides as well, and they give out free towels and cute little slippers. They give you gift bags at the end, and it's just amazing. They even give out coupons in case you decide you want to come back, you know, tell a friend, bring a friend kind of thing. Those kind of amusement parks. That one sounds really good. It's so beautiful. The view is amazing. They have photographers and all. But for that amusement park B, oh baby, it ain't free. You got to pay a fee. Bars. You have to pay a fee, right? So every day, the owner of amusement park B would come outside and she'll be like, the line for A is down the street. And there's a whole bunch of people. They're probably making lots of money. And my amusement park, it's never a lot of people in the line. Why don't I have a lot of people? Let me tell you something. Amusement park A will always have a lot of people. Because what did I tell you in the beginning? It's free to get in. You don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to put in nothing. You don't got to put out a dime to get here. You just show up. Oh, they let everybody in. They don't care. But B, you got to pay a fee, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got a ticket you got to pay for. There's an age limit. So B doesn't never have a long line because at the end of the day, nobody wants anything that's free, right? Except for the people that know, like, it's worth the pay. It's worth the money. I will go to B because I know when I get there, I'm going to get everything I want. That's what it's like when you have standards. When you have standards, some people are going to look at you and say, she's a pretty girl. She got her head on straight. She's the woman I need. But she requires a lot. You know, I can't come to her with the same BS I give Keisha. No, I got to step it up. So, I'm not going to do that. Why go over there? When I can go to Keisha and I ain't got to put in no work to get in Keisha pants, okay? Nothing at all. I just show up and she's glad I'm here. And I get whatever I want. I could play her like a violin, baby. So, that's what it's like when you have standards. Make a long story short, again, that's one of my favorite little, you know, phrases. But that's what it's like when you have standards. They're going to be lonely nights because it's going to be some men and, you know, some women that's going to be like, I'm not on her level. It's too much for me. And baby girl, stay tuned to episode 2 because that's what we're going to get into. Don't take it personal. Do not take it personal that they are not at your amusement park, that they are not talking to you. Because guess what? They never had to put in any effort to get with Lakeisha. And that's what they're used to. They're not used to putting any work in to get with you. They're not. They're like, oh my gosh, she got standards. Especially in this generation. These chicks ain't got no standards at all. So I say all that to tell you that having standards is a good thing. Knowing what you want and what you don't want, what you're willing to tolerate and what you ain't willing to tolerate is a good thing. Because guess what? You can stop BS at the door. Ladies, please remember to keep it classy. Tune in to episode 2. And please leave in the comments and or DM me on Instagram at Miss Period Brownstone. That's M-S dot Brownstone, B-R-O-W-N-S-T-O-N-E. DM me whatever you want to ask me. And you can also DM me a story about when you had to check somebody because they ain't know your worth. Okay? I'll talk to you guys later.